You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. This morning, we're following two rapidly developing stories out of Pakistan. A fatal clash at the Pakistan-Afghanistan border has reportedly involved U.S.-led forces. More on that in a moment. Also today, a motorcade of tens of thousands of protesting lawyers is making its way from the central city of Multan to the country's capital, Islamabad.
Chief Tere Jaan Nisar! Chief Tere Jaan Nisar!
Those are chants from the Pakistani lawyers, demanding that officials reinstate more than 60 judges that President Pervez Musharraf sacked last year. They're also demanding that Pervez step down. The BBC's Barbara Plett is there for coming to us from Islamabad. And Barbara, good morning. Let's start with the border clash. Any more details on what happened there?
Well, it's still quite a confused picture, but what seems to have happened in general terms is that Afghan forces backed by U.S. air power were battling with Taliban militants near the Afghan-Pakistan border. And in that process, a Pakistani border post manned by Pakistani soldiers was hit and 11 of them were killed. And we've just recently had the statement now from the Pakistan Army very strongly condemning it. I mean, the wording, I think, is probably the strongest I've seen since I've been here. Twice they refer to the airstrike as an act of aggression.
And what do you take away from that very strong language?
Well, I mean, 11 of the soldiers, 11 of their own, have been killed. So that's why you get the fury. But I think also you've been seeing increasing tensions between Pakistan and America over what to do about the Taliban in this very nebulous border area. And you're seeing two different views of how to deal with them. If you look at the Pakistani strategy, it seems their priority right now is peace within Pakistan. They're trying to make peace with the militants so those militants don't attack them inside Pakistan. And if you read between the lines, it looks as if they don't really believe it's possible to seal this border in the kind of way the Americans are demanding to prevent these same militants from going across and attacking the Americans. The Americans, on the other hand, seem to be more and more ignoring Pakistani sensibilities and just going into the tribal areas, hitting Al-Qaeda and Taliban targets without coordinating with the army. So I think there is perhaps not a fundamental breach, but there is differing views more and more of how to deal with the situation.
Okay, Barbara, we're certainly going to keep a watch on that story and those tensions, which, as you said, have existed for some time. And perhaps we're just seeing then that language, some really strong reaction to what happened today. To the protest, how is the government reacting to tens of thousands of lawyers blocking the main roads and making their way to Islamabad?
Well, this is really interesting because this lawyers' movement grew up last year in protests against actions taken by the president, Pervez Musharraf, in which he sacked 60 judges during emergency rule. Now you've had a newly elected government, democratically elected, with parties that said they would restore those judges. But that hasn't happened yet. And so the lawyers are saying, well, we've given you enough time. We're going to revive our movement. And now we're marching in a way against you. I mean, they do talk about President Musharraf, but they're also saying it's really Parliament that we're speaking to. Get off your chairs and restore these judges. And I think that the new government led by Benazir Bhutto's party, the Pakistan People's Party, is very worried because they are now becoming the kind of focus in this conflict that Musharraf was last year.
Barbara, it seems to me there's something counterintuitive about lawyers taking such a heroic role here. I mean, you think of them as kind of post-colonial functionaries in Pakistan, but they've really sort of become a symbol of the opposition. Do Pakistanis see it that way?
Yeah, many of them do, I think. I mean, the key thing that happened that sparked this movement was that the Chief Justice last year, about a year ago, President Musharraf dismissed him. And he stood up to the president while he was still in army uniform. You had a judge standing up to the army. I mean, people hadn't seen that before. And that really inspired these lawyers. And so they have moved ahead with this, with their protest, saying that they're actually fighting for the rule of law. Against a dictator at that time, as they said it, but now against a parliament that's not acting. And they certainly set the political agenda last year. They were the kind of key momentum, I think, behind the events that weakened President Musharraf. So what we're looking at now is whether they can revive that momentum or whether they're a spent force. We'll have to see exactly what they can achieve with this second coming.
Barbara, I actually talked to a Pakistani lawyer last week, and he said exactly the same thing, which is it was just simply happenstance that the lawyers felt they had to get involved after the Supreme Court justice was dethroned. Finally, a last question. A weekend, Pervez Musharraf insists he's not going to resign and that he's not going to reinstate the judges. How weak is he?
He's become pretty isolated since February elections, in which his political allies were soundly defeated and in which two political parties came to power who were his opponents. Now, it looked very bad at that time, but he seems to be quite a survivor. And there have been splits in the coalition, particularly over these judges for various reasons. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, the two main coalition partners do not quite see eye to eye on how to deal with President Musharraf. One partner says he should be impeached. The other says, no, we don't really want any destabilizing confrontations. So they're going slowly. And Musharraf is hoping that this split will widen and that he can benefit from it.
Thank you. Barbara Plett, BBC correspondent, reporting from Islamabad.